Good morning and welcome to Apple a Day, Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness show, where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life, and oftentimes a place for us to introduce some new providers who have joined our healthcare system. And that's the case today. We actually have two special guests. Our medical staff is growing a lot this fall, and we have two of our newest providers joining us this morning, both Dr. David Brett, a family medicine physician who is joining our Battle Lake Clinic team, and Barrett Speedall, who is a physician assistant joining us in the podiatry and wound care clinic. I'll start out with Dr. Brett. You have been familiar with Lake Region Healthcare, serving in our emergency room as a contracted physician between the years of 2010 and 2016, as I understand it, and have finally decided that it's a place you'd like to practice long term, and are relocating with your wife to Battle Lake. So first of all, welcome, and if you would share with us just a little bit about your background and what you've been up to leading up to joining Lake Region Healthcare's medical staff.
Good morning. I've lived in Minnesota for greater than 20 years. I married a girl from northern Minnesota. She's from just south of Roseau, town of Winnoska. Mm. She's a nurse there. We worked up there a lot over the past 20 years. I like Minnesotans in general and the state because it's very rural. I'm a rural guy. I like farm country, lake country, woods. It's got all that. I have been out in California the last 3 years or so, working in first in Northern California, then in Central Coast and in Southern California, at some family practice clinics, more rural settings, although the last job I had was more in urgent care. I have four children, and my youngest lives in LA. That's how I got out there. The others are distributed in Minnesota and a couple other states, so they're all over the place. But my wife and I discussed kind of returning to a smaller town in Minnesota as we got a little older. We'd like to garden. We like to be part of the land, whether it's gardening or fishing or hunting or being outside. So those are the kind of things that my wife and I like to do. But we're both looking to sort of find a new medical home or a new community where we agree with the sort of the philosophy of the group. This is an independent group here mm-hmm. at Lake Region, and we both enjoy that. My wife has been a nurse in a critical care hospital smaller than this for her whole career. She's done everything, and she also likes it here. I worked here in the ER 2010 to 2016. At that time, the ER director was Mike Van Valkenburg, and he was sort of actively involved in trying to get me to actually move here. Uh-huh. And he's no longer working in the ER. He's retired, but he's a guy that told me a lot of positive things about the area around here. So,
sure, kind of planted the seed at that time, huh? Mm-hmm. Just took it a little while to take root.
Yeah, exactly. that's what he would say. So.
Yeah. Well, that's great. It certainly sounds like the Battle Lake community. I happen to have grown up in Battle Lake, but will fit very well with the things that you're talking about. I think one of the unique things that you'll bring to a family practice in a small clinic is your experience in emergency medicine. You talked about having that experience here through the contracted services with a company that you mentioned before we got on the air, WPEDI, and you've worked in emergency medicine too. Can you maybe talk a little bit about how you feel like that makes you maybe a better family practice physician as well?
It's funny because before I even did family practice, I did a separate residency in anatomic and clinical pathology, huh. lab medicine. And then decided after finishing that I wanted to see patients again, so I did a second residency, which is kind of a crazy thing to do, but it means that I'm a clinical guy, but I'm also a lab guy. So,
okay.
And on top of that, I ended up working in a lot of ERs and lately urgent care, which is its own thing. Those sort of experiences make me well suited for places like Battle Lake or urgent care like you have in town here because the volume increases during the summer. So I'm used to seeing, I enjoy seeing high volume But I also have interest because of my lab background in cancer screening, infectious diseases, dermatology, things like that. So what's important to me when I see patients is to try to, if it's a visit, get it done, but also if there's time in a clinic to expand the search and look at the old records and sort of turn over any and all stones with patients that have multiple medical problems. So that's not typical of an ER doctor, but so I kind of come from both camps.
Right. I think it brings together the two nicely, and particularly in a small community, having a physician with that breadth of experience and knowledge, I think, can be extremely helpful. Do you have any particular areas of professional interest, given the many things that you've had the opportunity to work with through the years?
I guess it's interesting that you, as I think about what happened to me over the past 3 years, I was, this pre-pandemic, I went to work in Northern California where vaccinations are fairly mandatory. It was a rural clinic, it's a funded clinic, so the government's involved in parameters, and vaccinations are one of those. So I was involved in setting up a program like that and doing that on a daily basis pre-pandemic.
Mm.
And then was already in that setting when we had to start thinking about the COVID testing and whatnot. So that'll be spring of, 2019, when the,
mm-hmm.
April, May. I started in a busy urgent care outside of Los Angeles during that time. The company owns 22 different urgent cares, and they had a full lab, full x-ray, full everything. So a lot of the urgent cares in Southern Cal shut down during the COVID in June and July. About 60-80% of them shut down from Santa Barbara down to the San Diego because of people really didn't know what to do with the COVID patients. We didn't. We opened our doors and we went into a surge volume. We were seeing a tremendous number of people, but we had our own lab testing, our own PCR, our own antibody testing. We had it all. So
wow.
We're able to basically address the COVID from, the only thing we didn't do is vaccinate, interesting, because it was an urgent care, but that was relegated to other clinics. But I was involved with thinking about what are we going to do for these patients through the whole thing. Again, also, I was just, this last year, I was working through the Delta variant as well. So I was working in a state where we're seeing a lot of, these patients are seeing the doctor, they're not being seen by televisit or,
mm-hmm.
they're actually going in.
Mm-hmm. So given that experience, I mean, what a fascinating experience and place to be during the beginning and early times of COVID. Given that experience and what you know from your experiences these past couple of years, what's your advice to people here right now, given what's happening with increasing numbers, vaccine hesitancy, all of those things kind of coming together at a perfect storm right now?
I think my advice has always been, go and talk to your doctor.
Right.
It doesn't matter what your, what your age is, or what your status is, but your doctor's going to have to look at every patient as an individual. There's no one answer for everybody.
Yeah.
There's a lot of in-between answers as well, so I look at patients as individuals anyway, even more so with the pandemic. We'd much rather you get your advice from your doctor or your provider than off the internet or the TV. Yes, watch the news and keep up on it, but then bring those questions to your provider.
Yeah, absolutely. That's excellent advice. You've talked a little bit about what you enjoy doing when you're not working and what you're looking forward to in Battle Lake. Any other thoughts? Are you looking to settle right in the community? And what are you looking forward to in terms of being part of both the Lake Region Healthcare family and the Battle Lake Clinic community?
we haven't got a place yet, but we are looking to settle down that way. And we're going to be looking for something that has a little room outside, you know, for fishing and gardening and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of small lakes to fish. Every species of fish you could fish around is within this area. My wife and I have done a lot of fishing all over the place, fishing wise, I guess. We don't hunt quite as much as we used to. But.
So maybe we'll have to explore the idea of a fishing podcast as an extension of
somebody already has one
of our Lake Region Healthcare information that's valuable to our community. Anything else you'd like our community or our listeners to know about your practice and you joining Lake Region Healthcare at the Battle Lake Clinic?
I guess when I think of myself as an individual, I'm kind of a regular guy, so I try to approach patients from where they're at. What do you do for a living? Like, if it's a man, what do you do for a living? Are you a farmer? Are you a mechanic? Businessman? How do you fit into the community? I like to get to know people on a basic level. Before I was a doctor, I've done different jobs, so I've been told by many people that's how I relate to people. I guess I definitely use that skill in the ER, urgent care, always. Mm. So that's going to be my approach to wherever I'm working. My favorite part of the day is what happens behind the door with the patient. So a lot of other people, the nurse, may not see it, but the patient will.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say again, it sounds like a great fit with our person-centered commitment here at Lake Region Healthcare. Everything you've said about getting to know people, relating to them, treating them as individuals really strikes a chord. And I know that the Battle Lake community will be happy to have you and your experience and your wife along in the community and providing the healthcare services that that they know they can trust right there in Battle Lake.
It's been great to get to know you a little bit better. And shifting gears, I want to turn over to visit with Barrett Speedall now for a few minutes. Barrett is another of our new medical staff team members joining us this month. Barrett is going to be working in the wound care and podiatry clinic. As you may recall, Dr. Naomi Schmid, one of our podiatrists, has recently taken on the role of chief medical officer and is cutting back her clinic practice in that regard, and that opened up the need for another person to join our podiatry and wound care team, and Barrett sounds like a perfect fit.
And she's here to help us introduce her to the community and welcome her to the Lake Region Healthcare family today. Good morning, Barrett.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking a few minutes to join us. Let's let our listeners get to know a little bit about your background prior to coming to Lake Region Healthcare and, you know, where you're from, what you've been doing up until this point.
All right. I'm from Fergus Falls originally. I've sort of moved around since I graduated, but this is where I'm settled now. I spent most of my 20s just working different jobs, music, and then when my son was born, I went back to school and started the track to become a PA.
Awesome.
So during that time, I was also working with adults with developmental and physical disabilities.
Okay. So, yeah. So what was it that inspired you to say, I want to go back to school to get my PA?
Well, I've always had a really strong interest in health and well-being, natural medicine. I've looked into a lot of different alternative therapies. Mm-hmm. So that's just been a passion of mine. And then when I went back to school, I decided to pursue the biology track for that reason, and with health and wellness emphasis. I guess having a child, you're motivated mm-hmm. to, you know, want to provide a stable future for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, played into my choice to pursue the PA track. And then I really wanted to find a position that would be fulfilling for me, that served others, just something that could challenge me and help me grow into the future. And just, I feel like practicing as a PA really checks all those boxes.
Oh, absolutely. So Lake Region Healthcare and our recent addition of a wound care clinic, kind mm-hmm. of an extension of our podiatry service, is where you'll be spending most of your time.
Yep.
What was it about Lake Region Healthcare or that position specifically that really interested you?
Well, I actually had the opportunity to do a lot of my training here at Lake Region. I spent a lot of time with the orthopedic team, got to know a lot of members of the podiatry and wound care teams, and
sure.
just really enjoyed my time here, had nothing but good experiences. So when that position opened up, I jumped on it.
Awesome.
I've heard nothing but good things about the Dr. Schmidt, so that's just really helped sway my, my desire to work here at Lake Region. Yeah, and I can just also tell by all the staff I've met that people are just really invested in the health and well-being of their patients, and that's just really important to me. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Naomi and Dr. Steve Schmidt, podiatrists here, as you mentioned, do a fantastic job, and we hear nothing but great things about their team and specifically about the wound care clinic as that has gotten off the ground. Tell us a little bit more about the services that are offered. We haven't spent a lot of time on this show actually talking about the wound care center. So talk a little bit about what you expect you'll be offering as far as services.
Well, from what I've seen down there, they treat a lot of chronic wounds, pressure ulcers, diabetic foot ulcers, things like that. They also will treat acute injuries, table saw injury. It sounds like there have been a lot more of those recently. infected surgical wounds.
Mm-hmm.
They offer a broad range of services, more than I can even tell you about right now, and it sounds like they're just growing.
Right, and it's one of those things you don't really appreciate it until you need it, particularly in those acute situations, right?
Yeah.
The feet, the care of our feet, is something that many of us, are not great at, especially when it comes to choosing shoes, perhaps.
Yeah.
I'm talking about myself here. Do you have some tips for protecting your feet from injury or from some of those chronic problems that people tend to develop in their feet?
Yeah, first and foremost, just taking care of your overall health. Just so healthy diet, exercise, and you can avoid those chronic conditions that can lead to foot complications,
right?
Like diabetic neuropathy, things like that. Also, just pay attention to your feet.
Yeah.
Check them over from time to time. Make sure your nails are staying clipped, you're moisturizing, keep them dry, and then just, like you mentioned, good shoes.
Yeah.
I'm totally guilty of that,
too.
Making sure you have that support and proper footwear.
Yep, all excellent tips. What about advice for maybe when you should seek help for foot problems? It's something that can maybe just kind of nag along for a little while too long before we get help in certain instances. What are some of the indicators?
Well, if you have knee pains that are have been going on for a few days and aren't improving, that's a good reason to come in. If you have any sort of acute injury to the lower leg, foot, or ankle, then we are the people to see.
Mm-hmm.
People who just can't even take care of their nails, we offer those services. So just as well as chronic conditions, if you have, examples of bunions. Or
you mentioned foot injuries, and Dr. Steve Schmidt is a fantastic foot surgeon. Will you be assisting with surgeries at all?
Yep, I'll be assisting with surgeries on Wednesday, so I hope to be the first assist for most, and then following up with patients after that. So,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, that's great.
So.
And a good reminder about the nail care services, too. A lot of people aren't aware that we offer that service as well.
Okay.
What is it that you are most looking forward to about this position?
Well, like any position, I'm just really excited to get to know the patients, form those relationships. Mm-hmm. I feel like especially in wound care, you have the opportunity to really get to know the people you're serving. I'm very excited about the team I'm joining.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've heard great things, so it'll just be really fun to form those relationships with my fellow employees as well. I also just love the variety of the position, all of that, those hands-on procedures. That's right up my alley, so I'm excited just to be able to spend time in the wound care clinic, in the OR, possibly outreach in the community, so...
Sounds like a great variety.
It
what
is.
About when you're not working? What are your hobbies? What do you like to do?
Well, I have an 8-year-old son, so I love, obviously, spending time with him. We do a lot of art together, and I like going to watch him play football. I love to bake. I've been baking for years. Reading, I love music, so discovering new music, going to live shows, and then just anything out in nature. I love to hike, bike, walk, run.
Oh, that's great. Great. And you can bake for us anytime. So
that, you know what? I probably will, too. And it's awesome. Especially at the beginning when I'm trying to make friends.
Nothing like bringing baked goods to make some friends. Right. Anything else you'd like us to know about your practice, your philosophy of care, any of those things that you'd like to let our listeners know about before we wrap up today?
Well, my philosophy is really just aligns with Lake Regions. It's person-centered care. Yeah. And so patients come first. And I, you know, as far as getting appointments, you can just call the appointment line here at Lake Region and ask for podiatry and me by name if you'd like.
Absolutely.
Well, again, thank you both. It's been nice to get to know you and introduce you both to our listeners. Again, Dr. David Brett, our new family medicine physician in the Battle Lake Clinic, and Barrett Speedall, physician assistant in our podiatry and wound care center. My guests today on Apple a Day, and Dr. Brett, Barrett, and Katie all reminding you there is so much to do here. Stay healthy for it. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.